Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
As we mentioned a little bit earlier on, the Ulster Unionist leader Doug Beattie says he will offer to resign after having to apologise for a second time in a matter of days for the content of tweets he posted, some of which his Stormont opponents say would have made many a 1970s comic blush. And I'm joined now by Belfast-based journalist Amanda Ferguson. Amanda, before we chat, let's have a listen to Doug Beattie speaking to Stephen Nolan on BBC Radio Ulster earlier this morning.
Well, I've already been out on many occasions, and again, Stephen, on your show and other shows, to say that my mental health has been affected by what I have seen and what I have done. So the answer to this is I had come back in the middle of 2011 from my third tour of Afghanistan. Whether or not I was desensitised or not, I don't know, and I can't use that as an excuse. But I do know that we do sometimes use dark black humour in able to cope with things that we see and do. And in many cases, that seems to have spilled over into me continuing that on Twitter.
Right, so that's him attempting to explain this, Amanda. Will you go back, though, and explain the background to all of this for us?
Yes, it's been a remarkable turn of events. At the end of last week, Doug Beattie had emerged top of a poll of political leaders within the North. He tweeted the photograph that one of the papers had used about him, you know, riding high in the polls. They couldn't have picked a smugger picture, but he doesn't seem so smug now because he's fighting for his political future over tweets that he has made in the last few days and also historically. So at the weekend, he got himself into trouble because he had posted a tweet referencing DUP politician Edwin Poots and also Edwin Poots' wife and made references to a brothel. Now, the Poots have graciously accepted an apology from Doug Beattie, but said it was very hurtful, the sort of content that he'd posted. So Doug Beattie tried to post another tweet apologising, but he used a sort of light-hearted gift, and it seemed sort of like a sorry-not-sorry kind of apology. So he found himself at the start of the week having to apologise in the Assembly Chamber for that, but then also some online users have been back through his history of tweets and have found a catalogue of tweets that would be crude, sexist, misogynistic. There are some, the British slur for the traveller community, references to Muslims, the Chinese community, the French. It's a serious volume of content that is causing so much anger. So to give a small flavour of some of the ones that I can read out to you, there was a reference where Doug Beattie had noticed a woman in 2013 standing outside her door ironing, and he was asking, is that normal? And an online user had said, no, it's not. And he replied, no, I didn't think so. She had best get back in the sweatshop and do it right. Yeah. There was then another post where it was from an account titled Men Humour. The girls that say all guys want sex are usually the ones who can't make a decent effing sandwich. And then there was a variety of other tweets that you just couldn't really read out. A lot of sort of misogynistic stuff about women, about feminists and so on. So Doug Beattie finds himself in a really difficult position today.
And Amanda, that clip we heard there of Doug Beattie speaking to Stephen Nolan this morning, he was speaking about his history of being in the army and how it affected his mental health, and he was using black humour to cope with what he had been through. Has that explanation, would you say, helped to steady the ship, or is it just too soon to say?
Well, I think it's a little bit too soon to say. Doug Beattie has been very open about his mental health struggles in the past. He's been open about PTSD linked to his British Army career. In fairness to Doug, he was out on the airwaves this morning saying that he was ashamed and embarrassed and that he didn't want to use his mental health as an excuse for what had happened. And he essentially said that he will quit the party as party leader if the party asks him to. Now, he could be saved because we've seen some online references from perhaps some more junior members of the party, some newer members of the party defending him. And also, we are only about 100 days or so out from an assembly election, and also the lack of alternatives for the leadership. It's almost as if it was Doug Beattie's turn to be leader of the Ulster Unionist Party after they've changed leader quite a few times in the last number of years. Mm-hmm. The only people that I could see that might replace him would be the Health Minister, Robin Swan, who has previously been leader, might want to give it another go because he has been perceived by quite a lot of people as handling the pandemic quite well. Also, the deputy leader of the party, Robbie Butler, might decide it's his time to throw his hat in the ring. But there is a sense that the party's rallying around him. And at the moment, it really is just one of those cautionary tales that the internet never forgets. And also we're seeing really embarrassing examples of other politicians turning up on the airwaves this morning to criticise Doug Beattie for them to be presented with tweets that have been posted by members from within their own party. So it's a big sort of talking point at the moment.
Who did that happen to?
It happened to the Greens. It happened to the DUP as well, where their elected reps' tweets and different public utterances have been brought up. Essentially, a sort of a what about sort of a flavour to just say that this isn't just limited to Doug Beattie. But certainly, I think the difficulty for Doug Beattie is that because his new leadership of the Ulster Unionist Party was around the mess. Of people and around inclusivity and around embracing minorities, that this just jars very badly. Whereas others have said that, you know, perhaps where Doug Beattie is more progressive and liberal on issues such as women's reproductive rights or LGBT rights, he's never really warmed to minority language rights for Irish speakers. And some people are just saying this is the kind of sort of laddish environment that perhaps he may have been used to this type of sort of conversation whenever he was a soldier. So it's a very difficult day for him, and I don't see it falling from the headlines anytime soon.
And Amanda, just briefly, he had been tweeting about the parachute regiment flags in Derry just days away from the bloody Sunday anniversary as well, flying in Derry. What's been the response to that?
Yes, well, I think that Doug Beattie's been very clear that he's proud of his service within the British Army, but that he acknowledges that the flying of parachute regiment flags the Sunday anniversary is completely inappropriate. In fact, even the parachute regiment's official Twitter account had posted to say that it shouldn't be done in their name because the only purpose of erecting those flags around this time is to cause the distress to the Bloody Sunday family. So that hasn't that. You know, him sort of rejecting the flag flying at this time isn't viewed as controversial.
All right. Well, let's see how the day plays out for Doug Beattie, the Ulster Unionist leader. For now, though, Amanda Ferguson, thank you very much indeed. Next up, we're going bird watching with Brian O'Connell.